Okay, as soon as we land, we drop our team off.
For the first time, an air assault mission is being conducted by Afghan pilots with assistance from their American mentors. As they prepare for flight, they review the mission brief, asking questions along the way. Mohammed Tahir, pilot for the 377th Afghan Air Force, says that his fellow pilots are prepared for the mission.
Everybody let know about the mission, and we did that in the classroom. And after that, we stepped to the ramp, and there we prepared for the flight.
After conducting maintenance and weapons checks, the Afghan pilots are now ready to put weeks of training to the test. Captain Patrick Graham, M-17 advisory pilot for the 438 Air Expeditionary Advisory Squadron, says it's important to build those basic skills.
When we're doing the initial co-pilot training, building up those fundamental skills, it's a much more instructional role.
These mentors are developing a self-sufficient Afghan air assault capability that provides air support to Afghan ground forces. Working together are the 438th Air Expeditionary Advisory Squadron and the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade, making up the Kabul Air Wing Partnership. Captain Micah DeGrizio, officer in charge for the Kabul Air Wing Partnership, says that Afghan pilots bring a wealth of knowledge to the training.
The Afghan pilots are already competent pilots who have some time already doing resupply missions, and we teach them to plan, brief, rehearse, and execute air assaults.
Overall, it's been a pretty great experience. It's nice to see the development of the younger pilots as you teach them the fundamental skills that all helicopter pilots should know.
These airmen and soldiers make an enduring contribution to Afghanistan and its aviation capabilities. Army Sergeant Vincent Pettikin, Kabul, Afghanistan.